WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Mothers worry about all the terrible things that can happen to their children. The worst nightmare came true for Dorothy Beam. She lost her only child, Joe, in 1988 when he died of AIDS at the age of 33. At the time of his death, he was working on a sequel to his 1986 book, In the Life, an anthology of black gay writers. The book didn't end with Joe's death. Dorothy Beam decided to finish it with the help of a friend of Joe's. That sequel was called Brother to Brother. In 1992, on Fresh Air, Marty Moss Cohen spoke with Dorothy Beam and asked her how she first learned her son Joe was gay.
Well, it came out of a clear blue sky, to be honest, because we didn't know. I was very naive about gays and lesbians. In fact, I didn't know anything about it. And my son had come in from college, and he said, "Dad, Mom, I want to talk to you." And he said, "Well, I'm gay."
Just as simple as that.
Oh, yeah. He just came right out with it. And well, how can you polish it up? So I was taken aback. But I said to him, "Joe, if you had been a lawyer, I would love you. If you'd have been a doctor, I'd love you." I said, "I'll love you even more that you're gay, because you're going to need a lot of support, an awful lot of support."
And were you concerned about the kind of life that he would have, or the kind of life that he was having?
I was terrified, because I had heard enough to know there was a great deal of gay bashing going on. And I know it's a cruel world out there. And I told him, you know, he's an African male, which is two strikes. Being gay is a triple whammy. That's what I referred to it as, a triple whammy. Not at that time. Later on, I referred to it as a triple whammy. The only thing, after he talked to my husband and I, and he had left the room to go out, my husband didn't feel quite the same way I felt about it. In fact, he still can't accept it. That's why he's not here with me. He doesn't go anywhere with me. And we talked about it. He said that he can't handle it. And he gives me this story. My father wasn't gay, and my grandfather wasn't gay, and I don't know if anybody in my family was gay. I said, "Well, I don't either. But we have this gay child here. We've got to support him."
Were you literally able to accept it right off the bat? Or was
right
it
off the bat? No. Right. As soon as my son told me, there were no ifs, ands, or buts about it, I put my arms around him. I told him it was all right. We would work this thing out together. And whatever he wanted to do, it was all right with me. See, I can't stand around and say to him, "Well, your mother, your father, and I got married, and that's the way it's supposed to be." Because when I brought him in the world, I didn't know what he was going to be. I took my chances like everybody else. Just so happens I had a gay son. Yes.
Did you hide the fact at all from your friends and family? Was this an issue that you wanted to keep within your family?
Oh, no. I told everybody that I could think of. I took him everywhere that I ever went. Oh, no, and this is what most people could not understand, my acceptance. They just marveled at it, how I accepted. I said, "What? This is my child. You know, if he was born with one arm, I would accept him. If he was born blind, I would lead him around. This is my son."
You talked about the difficulty of being a gay black man.
Yes.
In this country.
Yes.
What were your then greatest fears for him?
Somebody would hurt him. It bothered me all the time. And I used to say to him, "Joe," when he finally moved from the apartment building in Overbrook, I said, "Joe, be careful how you go out at night. Don't go out alone. Two or three of you go together." Because there was always somebody out to get him. Not just him, any gay or lesbian person. I said, it's better to go to the gay bar. Some of the gay bars, I went with him. I went with him to the gay restaurants. I went with him to the gay bars because I was not ashamed.
And did he like having you there?
Oh, my goodness, yes, yes, yes. I went with him. In fact, a lot of places that I go, and even now, I don't, because I've only been to one since that time to give a girl some information, but they remember me. They said, "Oh, yes, Mrs. Mew, I remember when you used to come with Joe." I said, "Yeah." Well, see, because I wasn't ashamed. So I went with him. When his book came out for his first reading at Giovanni's room, his dad went there. And that's when I found out how his father really felt. Because when we came back that evening, he talked to me about it. He said, "I'm not going through this again." He really.
Is there anything you could say, you think, to change your husband's mind?
Oh, no. I can't change his mind. In fact, I wouldn't know what to say to change his mind. In fact, he says to me even now, he said, I don't know how you can go all these places, how you can be a part of all this. He said, your son has passed. Let it drop. I said, I can't let it drop because my son really died for this book. He worked so hard. He put so much into it. This is a legacy to my son. So I'm working every day. Every day I do something.
It's obvious that your life has changed a lot.
Yes, ma'am.
Since your son died.
Yes.
Do you feel like you really have then embarked on a completely new chapter in your life? Or do you feel that you're sort of mixing things from your past and your old life and working them into your new life now?
No, I think that, you see, out of everything bad, something good happens. Now, if my son had not passed, I wouldn't even be involved with this. But here I was retiring from school, and see, everything worked out because I had retired from school, and then my son passed, which was a traumatic shock, but God gave me something else to do. So I feel that this is a challenge. This is the way God has prepared for me to go, and I just thank the Lord that my health is getting better, my nerves are calming down, and I can go places and do things. This was what God had prepared for me that I didn't even know about. I did not know I had to rise to the challenge of putting the book out, talking to parents, and helping parents to overcome their, because many of our young people are dying, and parents are trying to cope with that every day. I didn't know I would be a solace, a comfort to someone else. I had no idea because I was looking for comfort myself, but now I have to help others.
Are you a different person because
of all
this?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Yes, I am. I think I'm a much better person.
Do you?
Yes, because I would have never thought of running around like this before to comfort anybody. I would have sent a card. I would have sent maybe flowers. Whatever I could have done, I would have. But I would not have gone to visit, and I wouldn't have called people on the phone and extended myself. And now I extend myself to everyone. Listen, I'd be away somewhere on a cruise, you know, I would be doing something different. Really, I would, you know, I really would not be around, and I would have moved and got myself a condo. I would be living what you call the good life, but the good life is not always the best life. The good life is sometimes a boring life. This is better. I'm helping others.
Do you think that your son had any idea that you actually might be going through his material, his writings? He knew he was dying.
Oh, yes.
You
yes,
didn't
I had
know
that
he was
feeling.
Dying.
Yeah, yeah. I had
but
that,
did,
yeah.
did you think, since he saved everything, that he knew you were going to come and look through his stuff?
Yes, I would imagine. See, I was a teacher, and my son knew that I saved everything, too. I save every bits of paper. Teachers do that. So he would think to himself, if I save everything, I know my mother will go through. She's that kind of a mother, because she wants to know everything that's happening. Yes, he would say, yes, my mother would go through all this. And I told his dad, I said, if Joe is in heaven, and I feel that he is, he's smiling, he's looking down, smiling down, because he says to himself, I knew that my mother would carry on if anything happened to me, because he had that kind of a mother.
Dorothy Beam spoke with Marty Moscowen on Fresh Air in 1992. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.